UK's Chief Academic Officer, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. When last we spoke, David Blackwell guided us on a tour of the newly renovated Gatton College of Business and Economics building. Well, since then, Blackwell's been kind of busy with a new role at UK as the university's provost, and we're delighted to be able to catch up with him today at the studios of WRFL, by the way. David, thanks for taking time out from your busy schedule to come back to UK Perspectives.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Well, you've been in the provost's office for almost a year now, so what kind of priorities have emerged?
Well, we've really remained focused, as we have for the last 6-7 years, on student success, and that remains at the top of the priority list. That means every student that comes to UK, we give them the support they need to persist and to graduate. And so that's on top of the list. We're also very focused on one dimension of student success this fall, and that is building a sense of community and belonging among our students. And then we are also looking to expand our programming, our academic programs, both online and at the graduate level, the master's program level, to try to serve Kentucky's workforce needs.
Well, you mentioned student success, and last month you reported to the Board of Trustees that retention and graduation rates are now at record levels. So how were we able to achieve that? I mean, that's very impressive.
On the retention rate, which, by the way, is the, you look at the first-time freshman cohort, the entering cohort, you capture that number on October 15th. And then a year later, you see how many of those students are left on campus. And that's how we measure that rate. So this fall, I think we're going to be getting towards a rate of 84.4%, which is over 1 percentage point greater than last year and is a record at UK. You ask how we do it. It's multidimensional. One, we've got to make sure the students have plenty of tutoring to support academic success, counseling to support emotional well-being. We have programs to address belonging and, of course, financial wellness through financial aid. But at the end of the day, it comes down to one student at a time. And so our staff will use what we call it big data. You hear about that a lot. We use big data to analyze what our students are up to. So, for example, if we see that a particular group of students are not registering for the spring semester, we'll run a list and start calling and finding out, why aren't you registering? And just as an example, we'll find out on a number of cases that students aren't registering because they have some kind of minor financial issue, perhaps a financial hold on their registration. So we have provost persistence grants that we can provide to those students to address those immediate short-term financial needs and keep them enrolled. But that's making one phone call at a time, and that's just an example.
Well, you talked also among your priorities about Kentucky's workforce needs, and you've mentioned that many times throughout your tenure as provost. So what initiatives are underway to address Kentucky workforce issues?
Well, we're really focused on trying to provide online professional master's degree programs that align with Kentucky's workforce needs. And the reason for using online is to provide better access so that someone can stay in their current job, enhance their career prospects with a master's degree, but without having to leave a job. So if you have to leave your job to pursue a master's degree, that increases the effective cost by a multiple of what the tuition would be. And so we've got a online Master's of Applied Statistics degree that is just getting started, and it's already ranked in the top 10 of those kinds of programs. And then we're launching a program on digital mapping, which is aligning with a lot of workforce needs out there. And both of those programs are very hands-on. So while the students are in the program, they get skills that are going to help them to advance in their current roles.
We're increasing enrollment at UK. We've increased enrollment over the past several years. And I wonder, how does an institution like UK educate more students using traditional online platforms to and still maintain the quality of the academic experience? I mean, doesn't, if you have more students, doesn't that mean more kids in a classroom?
It doesn't necessarily mean more kids in a classroom. You know, I guess ultimately where online programs help us is as we reach capacity in our classrooms, having an online capacity can free up some of those resources. And we spoke earlier about student success. Another dimension of that is the graduation rate. So we had a all-time record of 65.6% on our six-year graduation rate, which is how the federal government and CPE, the Council on Post-Secondary Education, track graduation. The good news about that is our students are progressing faster than ever before. That means they're leaving with less debt. And kind of the good news for the university is that the increased rate of throughput actually frees up some faculty teaching time capacity and classroom capacity. So as students move through faster, we have the ability to serve students, more students. Also, we have programs that have either physical constraints or quality constraints that are tied to accreditation. And we have to look at those needs individually and determine if we need to make investments in additional faculty in order to serve those additional students. This becomes especially critical at the freshman level where we're trying to aggressively grow our first-time freshman class. So we have to make sure that we can deliver all of the math and English sections that we need. So we're in a continual mode of planning and collaborating with deans to figure out what those needs are so that we can direct the resources accordingly.
Well, you talked a little bit about this, but I'd like to focus on it for a second. Student debt. I mean, it's a concern for many Kentuckians, and it's good to see what's going on this campus, particularly the Kentucky Can Project. Talk a little bit about that and about how the university is helping alleviate student debt.
Well, a primary way that we do it is through scholarship and trying to reduce our net price to our students. We have the UK Leads program, which has been we're using that to identify students that have unmet need above $5,000. We found that $5,000 threshold really is critical in terms of whether a student returns the next fall or not. And so we've invested, along with some of our donors, millions of dollars prototyping this UK Leads program and focusing on students with high unmet financial need, but that also have a high probability of success, assuming they get that financial help. And we're finding that the students participating in that program are retaining at 20 percentage points higher than they would have retained had they not received the aid. So UK Leads, this program I just described, is going to be a big part of Kentucky Can, which is the theme for the University of Kentucky Capital Campaign for the 21st Century. And so we've already seen a lot of interest on the part of donors in supporting UK Leads, which again addresses students with high unmet financial need. Unmet financial need, by the way, Tom, means you look at the tuition that we charge, and then you look at all of the financial aid and scholarships and grants that a student is receiving. And then you look at the actual cost of attendance. And so the difference between the cost of attendance and all of the financial aid and scholarships and grants the students are getting, that gap is what we call unmet financial need.
At the Board of Trustees meeting recently, you reported that the percentage of African-American students in the first year class is down. It was just one percentage point or so. Is this a cause for concern?
Of course we're concerned. We are very focused on building a diverse campus and to attract students and retain students from all backgrounds, including African-American students. And a key element of that is having a campus that has a climate of belonging and inclusivity, where we're kind to each other. And so we're continually working on that. We were down about 50 students on African-American enrollment in the first-time freshman class. We think that a portion of that is attributable to the fact that more students than ever are claiming to be of two or more races. So when you apply, this is a category a student can choose on the application. And if you look at the data for Kentucky, the number of high school age African-American students taking the ACT has been pretty level over the last 4 to 5 years. But the proportion of students declaring to be two or more races, that number has been increasing significantly. And that we saw that in our data this year. That was quite a trend that we saw an increase in the number of two or more races. We also think that we can turn that around with more effective use of financial aid and more focused recruiting at high schools that have a lot of African-American students.
From your perspective as provost, what's next for UK other than an SEC football championship?
The SEC football championship would be amazing. It would do amazing things for our first-time freshman enrollment next year. And you add to that a national championship in basketball, I think we might go to 6,000 freshmen next year from 5,100 this year. But I tell you that the most critical thing for me is serving the needs of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And if you look at our population, we have a shrinking population, or at least it's a flat population of high school age students. But so many of those students come from a disadvantaged background. And I would like to see that we are giving access to every student that qualifies to be at UK, and they leave with minimal debt, and that they succeed and graduate in 4 years. So that's my goal all the time.
Disadvantaged backgrounds, and also we still have a lot of first-time college students, don't we?
And I would say that first-time college students, first-generation students, as we call them, are disadvantaged in that, you know, they don't have the same family. I mean, they may have same family support, right. But if your parents or none of your aunts or uncles have experienced college, and you show up and you experience something that's unfamiliar, who do you call on back home? And that creates a challenge for that group of students. And that's why we invest so much in supporting belonging on campus and providing plenty of advising resources and counseling resources, many of which are targeted towards first-generation and disadvantaged students.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest has been UK Provost David Blackwell. You can hear more of our conversation at WUKY.org. 491.3 WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.